Acts 23:12 and 13. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. Few things have sparked more violence against Christians throughout history than the preaching of God's word. When men are obedient to Christ, Satan's only recourse is to stop them. There is no philosophy or logic that can compete with gospel truth. This is why enemies of God turn to intimidation, imprisonment, and murder. What they fail to understand is that God's message cannot be stopped. Christians may be killed, Bibles burnt, and churches destroyed, but nothing will prevent God's will from being carried out. We do not wish for this kind of violence against believers, yet throughout the ages, it has served to strengthen righteous resolve and accelerate church growth. Men of God in Paul's day faced the threat of death and kept preaching. What minor thing stops us from preaching today? Acts 23:12 and 13. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy.